It's always another day, another dollar we don't spend on these women.
It's Freaky Jersey Tales back at it again with another episode. Now, since my name is Freaky Jersey Tales, it only makes sense that I tell you guys some freaky tales. So there used to be a time when I went to the gym about 5 to 6 days a week. And when you go to the gym a lot, you start to see a lot of the same people all the time. One of the people I started to see often was a Caucasian girl with real long hair. I never paid her any mind, but she eventually started waving to me when she seen me. So in response, I started waving back to her. Over time, we started to make small talk here and there. And then we would proceed to go our separate ways to work out. Then one day, she sits next to me on one of the machines to talk to me. We talk for about 20 minutes, and she tells me that she's getting ready to go back to college. She tells me that she wants to hang out with me before she goes back to college. I said, sure, that's cool. Then we exchange numbers. And as a man, of course, the first thing that came to my mind was sex. But at the time, I'm thinking that maybe she just wanted to hang out because she was bored. So a few days later, she texts me and says she wanted to hang out. So we met up at a random Chick-fil-A parking lot and we hung out inside my car for hours to talk. It was cool because she went inside Chick-fil-A and bought us both Chick-fil-A sandwiches. I eventually told her I have to leave to get ready for work in the morning. She tried to get me to stay longer, but I told her no and went along my way. The next day, while I'm at work, she calls me on the phone and says,
"You are like so amazing. I like totally had so much fun with you. I like totally want to hang with you every day before college. It'll be like the best."
I told her I can't hang out with her every single day because I'm very busy with work. And sometimes I work extremely long hours. But we planned a day to hang out on a weekend. It was around Christmas time. So the next time we hung out, I picked her up from Target and she left her car in the parking lot. Next, I drove to an area close to where she lived to walk around where we could look at Christmas lights. After we were finished, I drove us back to Target and we sat in the parking lot inside my car trying to figure out what we should do. As she was sitting there talking my ear off, I fell asleep for maybe about 20 minutes. And I woke up to her kissing me on the mouth and she trying to jump in my lap, but she couldn't because the steering wheel was in the way. Once she got a little aggressive, my thing got harder than a boulder. Before, I honestly didn't care about banging her, but now that she physically touched me, my horniness was activated and I was ready to fuck. So without hesitation, I grabbed the hot box and she showed no resistance whatsoever. So I took it a step further and pulled down the trousers. I took my middle finger and started to go into work inside that hot box. Now I knew I was doing something right because I had her pussy so wet it sounded like someone jogging through a muddy swamp. Then she unbuckled my belt, unzipped my fly, and pulled out my swollen dagger and started sucking. She didn't stop because she was scared someone might happen to walk by and see us. So she said,
like, I wish I could bring you over, but I live with my parents. Like, we should totally go to your place to do it.
I said, no! No! I said, how about we get a room for the night? She agreed and said she'll get money from her dad so she could pay half. So I thought, oh yeah? Pay half, huh? Even better. She then hops into her car so she could go home and grab money and grab her overnight kit. So then I went home and grabbed some clothes, toothpaste, mouthwash, soap, and my gold wrapper extra large Magnum contraceptives. I paid for a one night stay at the local motel. So once I got the motel, I checked in, got the key card, texted her the room number, and made my way into the room. As I'm waiting for Miss Sucks-a-Lot, I was watching random shows on TV. Then about 30 minutes later, I get a knock at the door. When I open the door, this chick hands me cash to pay half for the room, then instantly grabs me and starts kissing all over me. My horniness was instantly activated, so I threw her bags and jacket across the room and I said, get the fuck on the bed and take your clothes off. Oh yeah, she did it too. She was moving a little too slow for me, so I had to help rip her clothes off. So then I put on my Trojan Man and I dove into that hot box like a real nigga's supposed to. As I'm giving her the pipe, she's climaxing literally every 5 to 10 minutes or less, and I'm not exaggerating. This was the first time I ever slept with a woman that came so much in such a short amount of time. The bed sheets were drenched with pussy water. She always announced when she was about to climax, she would say,
ah, OMG, you already made me come like 15 times already. Ah, I'm like coming again. Ah, like what the fuck? Oh my God, like, why are you so amazing?
So to make a long story short, after I finished, we went to sleep, then woke back up to do a couple more rounds. She told me we had to stop because she was too sore to continue. Now, as a man, once you bust a few nuts, you come back to your senses and start to think more logical. After busting loads of semen on her belly and down her throat, I started to realize that this chick is annoying as fuck. This chick couldn't stop talking and she couldn't keep her eyes off me, just straight staring. While I was taking a shower, this chick runs into the bathroom butt naked, opens the shower door and goes, hashtag team shower. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? I can't even get alone time in the shower. So afterwards, we went to sleep. And when I woke up, she's staring and smiling at me saying, good morning. I'm like, man, can this bitch get any more annoying? Damn. The lengths I go through to get a nut. So she wanted to go somewhere to get coffee and a bite to eat. She told me,
let's go to Starbucks. I totally need to get my pumpkin spice latte. Like, I can't wait to post it on my Snapchat.
I told her I didn't have time to, and I made some excuse and told her I had things to do. She begged and pleaded that I go to Starbucks with her and that she would even buy me breakfast. I respectfully declined. checked out the motel, and I went along my way. Later on that day, she told me she only has a couple more days until she goes down south to college, and she wants to see me every day until then. I thought it probably wasn't the best idea, seeing how annoying she was. But my semen tanks filled back up, and I was thinking with the wrong head yet again. So I figured, what the heck? A couple more nuts down her throat won't hurt nobody. Besides, I'm helping her get her daily dose of protein, vitamins, and minerals. So we met up a couple more times at the same motel and did our thing. Then the last day before she went to college, we had a sex fest until my nuts were fully drained and she fell asleep. Once she woke up, she asked me the million-dollar question.
So, like, what are we?
I said, we just cool. Then she says,
well, I'm, like, not okay with us being cool. We should, like, totally be in a relationship. I could, like, totally see us getting married and, like, having two kids. But not right now. If you ever, like, decide to take off the condom, like, it's fine because I remember to take my birth control. But our kids would be, like, so fucking hot.
When she told me all of this, my heart started racing, but I stayed calm. So, to keep everything calm, I just told her, well, we couldn't be in a relationship because you're about to go to college. You said you want to get a house down south once you graduate. And also, it wouldn't work because you said your dad is a racist that hates black guys. Then she cuts me off and says,
like, shut up. Let's make it work. I'll, like, drop out of college and stay in New Jersey to be with you.
Man, this bitch lost her marbles. She doesn't know anything about me. After a few nights of fucking and nut busting, this psycho wants to get married? This bitch is delusional.
Yeah.
So I lied and told her I'll think about it. And I have to get going because I have things to do. Once we checked out and walked to our cars, Miss Sucks-A-Lot is crying her eyes out with snot bubbles coming out her nose saying,
no, I don't want to go back to college. I want to be with you. You're so amazing. I'm like, going to totally miss you.
Shut the fuck up. So after I left and went home, it was like a breath of fresh air, and I was so glad I never show her where I live. But the downside is, I might have to see her again at the gym if she decides to come back to Jersey. When I got back home, she was blowing up my phone, but I was ignoring her calls. Then she sent a text asking me if we're boyfriend and girlfriend yet. So I responded and told her it's not gonna work out. And I lied and told her that I'm about to get back with one of my ex-girlfriends, thinking that it'll get her to leave me alone. She texts me back and says she didn't care if I had a girlfriend and she needs me in her life. I said, whoa. I didn't realize I was dealing with this level of crazy. I couldn't take it anymore, so I had to BTB, block that bitch. Just when I thought it was over, she was calling and texting me from different numbers, begging me to talk to her. I don't know how, but she somehow was able to find my Facebook page and sent me messages on there. This is what she said.
Hey, Miss Sucks-A-Lot speaking. I don't really understand what's happening or why you blocked me, but I just want to say that it's not fair to me that you just cut me off without warning. I told you multiple times, if there was ever an issue where you started talking to another girl, just tell me. It's not fair that you're just letting me sit here and wonder if I did something wrong. So at least give me an explanation as to why you're acting like this. I think I at least deserve that. I'm sorry I couldn't be enough for you and I couldn't be there for you. I'm just trying to do what's best for me and my future. But I just really miss you and need you right now. Please, Freaky Jersey Tales, talk to me. I can't stop crying and I'm really hurting. Please, Freaky Jersey Tales. I literally can't sleep at night because it's still bothering me. I can't picture myself going home and not being able to see you. Freaky Jersey Tales, I'm really struggling and I really need you right now to be here for me. I feel depressed and alone and I don't know who else to turn to. Please, just say something to me. I don't know what else to say to you other than that I'm sorry I couldn't be enough or I was too much. It's gonna be hard to try not to talk to you, but I will really try. I just want you to know that I'll always be here for you, whether you need me, a friend, or just someone to talk to. I'll let you know whenever I come home. I hope one day we can hang out again and talk like we used to. Good luck with everything. I miss you.
Then I blocked her on my Facebook and never heard from her again. I don't go to that gym anymore, but thankfully I never ran into her again. Luckily, the situation didn't turn out worse than it did, but I'll take accountability because it was my fault that I escalated the situation by blessing her with the BBC. Anyways, let me know what y'all think of the story and let me know what y'all think about Miss Sucks-A-Lot. Catch y'all on the next podcast.